Hundreds of people are stranded following the fire that gutted Abuja, a slum behind the CMB market in Accra. Our reporters Cynthia Boateng and Hayford Akwa, who visited the site, say the victims are devastated as they try to salvage what is left of their belongings. The police, NADMO officials and representatives from Osuklote were present to compile a list of those affected. And we have in the studio... We have in the studio Cynthia Boateng to tell us the situation at the market.
Yeah, so when we went to the site, people who were affected were there standing. Some of them were crying and they were actually stranded. They didn't know what to do. Everything of theirs or their properties have been burnt. And we met some police officials and officials from NADMO. And then one representative from Osuklote South Metro, and he told us that there have been no reports of casualties yet. And so they are there to take inventory of the situation. And when they are well informed, they will decide on how to help the victims.
And Cynthia, we heard a lot of weeping and wailing. That's understandable considering the loss that these people have suffered. What are the NADMO officials saying?
They are there to take inventory. They are now ascertaining the cause of the fire and to know the people who have been affected in order to know the next line of action.
Yes, but I mean, obviously, we could see that the loss they've suffered, surely, didn't they bring anything at all? Mattresses, cups, cooking utensils, or even food for the people? Because I heard one man this morning from the report Radio Ghana broadcasts. He said all that he had was what he was standing in. The clothes, his slippers, that was all he had. What about food?
Yeah, we didn't see the officials with food or mattresses or anything like that. They were just there
with taking their paper and pens.
Yes, to take the number of people who have been affected so that they will know then how to help them.
And the security situation there?
Yes, it was okay. The police was present, and then people to ensure that they don't steal. You know, in times like this, people would like to take things that do not belong to them. So they were there to guard the place. But then the residents, those who were affected, were also gathering, you know, their territory. They were gathering the debris and ensuring that nobody takes the place where they used to.